Thank you for calling AstrologyAnswers.com. Escalation line, my name is Nina. Give me one moment to pull your account up.
Right.
What I'm doing is logging into my system. They sent
Sorry,
your email
speaking
address
to me or to yourself or somebody else?
Oh, I'm talking to you. I said what I'm doing is logging into my system.
All right, okay.
Okay, and the email address says assistance.carusum. At
Carusum.
iCloud?
Yes, at iCloud.com.
ASSISTANCE.KERUZUM.
No, there's nothing. It's just Carusum. Carusum at iCloud.com.
Okay.
Nothing in front of it. Also, there is my other email under which I have actually registered with the first time. I actually registered with the astrology.com. And that is Aniela7, like my name, at btinternet.com.
Bear with me. I'm resetting my password. Today is reset password day.
Are you setting your password or my password?
My password to get into my system.
Your password, right. Okay.
Okay, now I can get in. And this says Anelia Grande.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to put your email in to see. I didn't even read the note. Let's see. You were inquiring about a charge, $97 charge.
Now, $97 I agreed to pay for the transit guide. After that, the long spiel was from Dawn, which I was listening to. There was, you know, and now you do this, and if you buy this extra, then you can have access. Well, no, what it says, you cannot, yeah, I don't know, give you 12, it's an annual transit guide. No, you won't get 12. A report, you only get 3 if you want to 12, so you've got to go up to the next stage, etc., etc. And I just got persuaded by all this. one or two lines, and I thought very clearly that's completely stupid, really, because in fact I don't get any access to any specialist unless I pay extra and some more credit. So, you know, that was just this commercial, really very commercial, not a very nasty approach. So what I have done, because I paid by PayPal, I actually send an email to Dawn, to her address, explaining why I don't want the second part. And I'm asking for a refund of that second bit, because I paid by PayPal. My option is either to raise a dispute through PayPal, or you just refund the other bit. Well, I thought perhaps the most sensible thing is if you refund it. Yeah.
Refund what?
The $67, the next bill there. I've got two invoices that were given to me. I can give you the IDs. They are both raised by PayPal.
Okay, so that means you have a different email address that you use.
Well, sorry, what do you mean different address? Address that... Who?
Email.
Yeah.
A different email address. Because
a different email address is because this is how my account with PayPal is registered, and it's been for years. That email address I was also using for astrology for quite some time, but that email address has become a problem. So I've moved to my other email address, which I also have, which is Caruso.
I need to find the charge that you're inquiring about, because I don't see it on this email address with Caruso.
Well, but what you mean you don't see? I wrote to Julianne, I wrote to Dawn, and then, sorry, what is it that you can't find? I don't understand. It came back as an answer to Caruso. So you must have been receiving it, and she must have received it, whoever signs for Dawn.
Okay. Is there another email address besides the Caruso email address?
There is also aniela7@btinternet.com.
Okay. Now, I didn't understand anything that you said, so you have to spell it out for me very slowly.
Okay. So what do you want me to spell out? My name is Aniela Grundy.
No. No, yes. Your email address, the other email address.
Aniela, A-N-I-E-L-A, my name, number7@btinternet.com.
BT Internet.
BT, yes, BT, which stands for British Telecom Internet. BTInternet.com.
BTInternet.com. And that's your first name, seven.
Sorry?
And I'm verifying the email address. Your first name, @B as in British, T as in,
yes,
you said, time, internet.com.
BT stands for British Telecom. This is two first letters of British Telecom. BT, internet.com.
Okay.
Well, there is a PayPal invoice, yeah, and I've got transaction numbers. Would you like that? Would that help?
No, ma'am. I don't
know
that.
Oh, I see. Interesting.
I just need to find the $67 charge.
16th of August. What it says is guidance. It's like a second part of this transit guide.
Okay, I see it on your dashboard. It says $67 for three questions guidance. $67 on August the 16th.
Yes.
And you said that, what happened with this guidance?
What happens with this guy? This is the bit I do not want. This was a second after I agreed to pay $97, and I got the first invoice for that. That's what I talked into the next bit, sort of more of this guidance, better, etc. And it was $67 that I was charged. Yeah, I've got an invoice in front of me from PayPal.
Okay, did you log into your account to see the three question guidance?
I logged into the account to see what I got because I couldn't find the transit guide in the first place at all. For this year, I found the transit guide for 2 years ago. Yeah, so I wrote an email addressed to Dawn, which was a reply to her speeding mats that I should be actually buying this, etc., etc. And then I have clearly said that I want the second part of my payment as a refund, because it was offering me all sorts of silly things like various publications I do not need or want, because I've got loads of them and I don't want any anymore. And I asked for a refund. Somebody called Julian wrote this email to me from Astrology Answers. So it must be from you, yeah, somewhere. 2 days later, I can give you the email address, the email details, yeah? I've got all of this.
Okay. And you said, now, what is the reason why you're wanting to refund for the guidance, the three-question guidance? It was just ordered.
Is the second bit of this, because I got talked into this, saying I will not get under $97 only after I've bought it. I will not get 12. It's an annual guide. I will not get 12 reports. I will get only 3 reports a year. And then I can also have access to specialists to ask any questions they've got problems with. Whether I actually manage to log into the Astronomy to the membership page. There isn't any because I've got no credits. I'll have to pay extra. And then I was offered, when I looked at this, there were these various bonuses which were completely useless to me. I don't want any of these bonuses. All that was listed also on the email from Julian. If I can find it, I can tell you exactly what his name is. Julian somebody, assistant.
Okay. Well, may I give you 40 free expert credits to speak with an advisor about the guidance?
I don't want any expert credits. That doesn't do anything for me. I've had it in the past, and I just want to stick. You know, either I want the whole thing to be refunded, or you refund me the second part. If not, I'm going to raise a dispute with through PayPal.
Hold one moment. I'll refund the $67. Bear with me. I'm going to place you on a brief hold while I process that refund.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.